Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome to Going In Raw, the dirt sheet, the only place you need to be going for pro wrestling news, because we go out and find it for you and then put it in this podcast.
Yeah.
And we cut out all the bullshit. There's plenty of bullshit in the world, Larson. We cut it out. Cut it out. That's what we do. We're available right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson. We're also available wherever fine podcasts are available, including soundcloud.com/Steven Larson. Google Play,
Podbean,
iHeartRadio,
iTunes,
Stitcher, other places.
But not Spotify yet.
Not Spotify. No Spotify available yet.
Hopefully soon, though. Someday.
I don't know whose voice that was. No Spotify. No Spotify available just yet. None of that. We'll have none of that now, Larson.
I know whose voice it is. I'm trying to remember.
I have no idea whose it is. Anyways... yeah, this is the dirt sheet. So we've got lots of news, man. We're in the thick. We're in the thick of Royal Rumble, which is the WrestleMania season. We're less than 90 days away, I think, from WrestleMania. The end of March, beginning of April.
Yeah, we're going April 2nd.
There. Yeah, man.
It's coming up soon, man.
Rolling up on us. We're going to be there. It's exciting. We're going to be at the the Internet Darlings panel?
Live.
Internet Darlings Live. It's a panel show with all sorts of YouTube personalities like Brian Zane from Wrestling with W Regret. Wrestling with Regret. Grim. Grim is going to be there. I think JD from NY is going to be there. And of course, our friendo Adam Blampied, from What Culture.
What Culture.
He's going to be there. Correct. So get your tickets. I think they're only like $25.
There's a link in the description.
Through Eventbrite.
Yeah.
So we're going to be there. But before that, we're going to go to the WCPW show. I'm looking forward to WrestleMania.
Me too.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
We're going to be doing a lot of things.
It's going to be exhausting. Are we going to get a rent-a-car?
Yeah, we're going to have to get a rent-a-car.
I know.
unless we're going to take public transportation.
We got to be big boys, man.
So speaking of WrestleMania.
So there's a lot of info. There's a lot of news going on right now.
Yeah. According to the Wrestling Observer newsletter,
yes,
there's a massive shakeup going on with the WrestleMania 33 card right now.
Now, apparently, for a while they were thinking that one of the main events was going to be John Cena versus Undertaker. Now, apparently, not so much. Apparently,
that seemed like a sure deal.
Apparently, Vince McMahon has changed my mind again, Pat Patterson. How do you feel about that? Well, whatever you want to do, Vince.
That's a good Pat Patterson.
whatever you want to do. Apparently, according to a Wrestling Observer, as of now, there are no plans for Undertaker to compete for an actual title, nor will he have a match against Braun Strowman, because apparently that was in the cards as well as a possibility.
Yeah.
And apparently speculation points to him taking on somebody from the Raw roster, because he showed up on Raw to talk about how he doesn't have a brand.
Now, let's take this one bit at a time.
Yes, we're going to book WrestleMania right now.
Well, no, we're going to get to that, because there's a lot of other news going on here.
Yeah.
This is just the first part of it.
Yes.
So let's tackle this first.
We're going to, in this episode of Dirt Sheet, we're going to book the actual WrestleMania card, because there's only so many options that
make
sense.
No, why not? I'm going to get
Visa
through
and
each of these. There's three items here. We're going to get through each of them. Then we'll book the card.
Take us away.
First thing.
My Sherpa.
Undertaker.
My wrestling
Cena.
Sherpa.
That was a match I think a lot of people were expecting, and I'm sure a lot of people were looking forward to. It's a huge money match.
Yeah, big money. Big money.
So I'm really, really, really surprised that Vince changed his mind, unless he thinks splitting... you know, two of his huge money makers between two matches will lead to more money.
I think it's this. I think it's a couple things. I think there might have been apprehension because, like I've said before, look, we both think Cena's getting that he's gonna have the world. He's gonna win the world title at the Rumble. Okay.
Yeah.
I think having the Undertaker in there against Cena for the title is too much money that can be spread out into other matches. I agree with you, your point about that, and that it makes Mania even bigger by having Taker fight for the title. But I think they probably think, Well, you can have the title in one match, and you have Taker in another match. You got two money matches.
Here's the mistake I think they made. I think it should be AJ Undertaker at Royal Rumble for the belt.
Oh.
So that at WrestleMania, still have Undertaker Cena at Mania, but have that be the moment where Cena wins the belt for the 16th time. But here's the other thing I'm worried about, that if you have Cena Undertaker at Mania, belt involved or not, probably the idea is that Cena wins, and I'm guessing they don't want the Undertaker to lose at Mania unless it's for sure his retirement match.
Yeah.
Maybe Undertaker thought, one more.
We'll see.
But maybe, then maybe he changed his mind. Right. I don't know.
Maybe he'll... what's the first pay-per-view after Mania?
Payback?
Yeah, Payback. His retirement match will be at Payback. No. Okay, so here's what I'm thinking now. And this is what I'm thinking. This is part two of them deciding not to go with Taker...
Cena.
There are reports that officials, probably Vince, saw Wrestle Kingdom 11. Everybody talks about Omega versus Okada.
Yeah.
And there are reports that not only do they watch it, but they want to somehow top the quality level that we got with Omega Okada. Now, number one, I don't think they can do it. But number two...
Well, I think they have the talent to do it.
Yeah, but they're not going to let them do things to let them do it. I think that what we're going to see is the WWE's attempt to one-up Wrestle Kingdom by booking the AJ Styles Cena rematch for the world title at WrestleMania. And I think they're going to let them go really long, do maybe some sort of gimmick match, and they're going to let them do whatever they need to do to get a really, really, really good match out of it.
Does that mean AJ retains at the Rumble?
No, I think it's going to be his rematch because I think Cena's going to win at the Rumble, and I think it's going to be AJ Styles trying to get it back at Mania because he's going to have a rematch clause. There's no SmackDown pay-per-view between the Rumble and Mania. Is there?
There's Elimination Chamber.
There's Elimination Chamber. Okay. But Elimination Chamber doesn't feel like the kind of thing where you're going to see.
Well, here's two scenarios I can foresee. There's AJ retaining at the Rumble.
Okay.
And Cena getting his 16th reign at WrestleMania, which is a huge moment. Or I don't know when Cena has to go shoot this next movie of his. So say Cena gets the 16th at Rumble and then drops the belt to AJ in the main event at WrestleMania as kind of a passing of the torch.
That could be. He talks so much about it being his. I think it's simpler to make it.
I'm just thinking in terms of the dramatic elements of the story that if Cena goes in the WrestleMania champion and retains.
But if it's the kind match
of,
is...
No, if the match is really good, I understand that. But just if they want to one-up Wrestle Kingdom, what's the one thing you...
Title change.
We might be disappointed by the Okada-Omega title match. Change. Is that Omega didn't win because we were really expecting him to.
Yeah.
So if they follow that template to the T
and
have Cena as champ retain, it's going to feel, no matter how great the match is, it's going to feel just a tad underwhelming. Because there's no dramatic, you know... exclamation mark at the end of that story.
But how would they just... And look, they can write any justification they want, but how would they justify AJ Styles retaining at Rumble?
Well, if he cheated.
Yeah, if he cheated. Yeah. There you go.
Or if he had Samoa Joe come in to help him win.
And I do think that his 16th... I think that tying the record, is a WrestleMania moment, and that's worthy of a match like that. So I'm going to say I think it's going to be Cena... Styles at Mania, one way or the other, whoever has the belt. I think that's going to be the matchup. I think it's going to be Braun Strowman versus Roman Reigns. Oh, so that leaves Taker. I'm going to say this. Strowman's off the table. We know Kevin Owens is going to be taking on Chris Jericho at Mania. That's got to be a certainty. Rusev's not big enough. They say they don't want Strowman. I don't think it's going to be Roman Reigns. And he's just for not going to be a title. That's what they said also. It's not going to be for a title. Roman Reigns is going to have that Universal title.
Probably.
I think that's going to happen. I think it's going to be Finn Balor. I think it's going to be Taker versus Balor. Because that could potentially be, if it's potentially Undertaker's last match, which you're right, I don't think it is. But there's some symmetry to, I mean, we've said that Bray Wyatt's kind of the next Undertaker, but you can extend that to Finn Balor. He's a supernatural character.
Yeah, to a degree.
I think there's something to be said for presentation versus presentation.
Because
Finn Balor's demon is all presentation.
Yeah.
And I think Finn Balor might be able to carry Undertaker to a good match. It's an interesting contrast of styles, but I think Finn Balor's one of those guys. He's not I mean, I wouldn't put him up there with AJ in terms of like, you know, in-ring performer, but he's, I think he can carry an old guy to a good match.
Yeah. But let me ask you this. In Balor's second pay-per-view match ever, coming off winning the Universal title, would they book him in a match with Undertaker just to have him lose?
I don't think just to have him lose applies with the Undertaker.
No, I understand there's prestige to having a WrestleMania match with The Undertaker. I understand that. But just for, I mean, they seem to have high hopes for Finn. His second pay-per-view match, he goes and he beats The Undertaker at WrestleMania. That'd be pretty huge.
That's pretty huge. Could happen.
So
it could happen. I don't know. I will guarantee you this, though. Vince had no problem going to Undertaker saying, will you lose against Shane?
Yeah.
And Undertaker said, I'm not going to lose against Shane. I could see him being okay with losing to Finn Balor.
Yeah.
I could see that, you know, because Finn Balor is a wrestler.
Yeah.
And I could see Undertaker being cool, passing on somewhat of a supernatural torch to Finn Balor. Maybe that would be the end of Undertaker's supernatural aspect. Maybe his retirement match would be grizzled old bastard.
American Badass Undertaker?
Yeah, American Badass Undertaker against Cena, something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I love Undertaker. He's great. I'd love to see him versus Finn Balor. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Moving on to other WrestleMania 33 news, potentially. Again, Wrestling Observer Newsletter reporting that WWE has huge plans in store for Samoa Joe heading into WrestleMania 33, with Joe participating in a prominent match on the card with a possible main roster debut at or around the Royal Rumble.
So this automatically launches him up into potential Rumble winner.
Yes.
Which we had narrowed down to. I had narrowed it down to Braun Strowman, who I think Braun Strowman's going to win the Royal Rumble, and he's going to go on to take on Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. I think that makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah, they've been setting that up.
And I don't see any other situation that is plausible at this point. I thought we both said we kind of figured it'd be either Undertaker or Braun Strowman coming out of the Rumble.
Well, then Jericho as well, but after him winning the U.S. title, it seems like that's not going to happen.
Nope, not going to happen now because he has a title. Now Kevin Owens is going to be facing Jericho at WrestleMania.
What do you think about this as a possibility? Joe enters the Rumble, surprise entrant. Mm-hmm. He wins, and it's him and Cena at WrestleMania. Or Joe and Roman Reigns at WrestleMania.
I think Joe almost has to be a SmackDown guy, though.
No, I agree.
He has to be a SmackDown
guy. I agree.
Guy. Who's a big...
Or Joe, Cena, and AJ at WrestleMania.
You think they would book a triple threat?
They could. They've done it before.
They could. I could see that happening. I know, because my scenario, like the scenario that I laid out, doesn't leave any other big names for Samoa Joe.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know where he would fit into it.
Yeah.
Possible main roster debut at the Rumble. So Joe comes in because it's obvious that's going to happen. We figured that would probably happen.
Yeah, we said
anyways.
A while ago after he lost to Shinsuke, it was okay, Joe's going to debut at the Rumble and if not win it.
But Wrestling Observer
put on a really good showing.
Saying that they have huge plans for him leading up to WrestleMania 33 puts him in a big match against whom?
Well, if we take Undertaker, Cena, AJ, Seth is occupied with Triple H. That seems firm. Reigns, Strowman.
Let me ask you this. Is Baron Corbin big enough? We have to sort of remove ourselves from the situation because it seems like Baron Corbin's a bigger name that I think we both really like Baron Corbin.
Yeah, yeah. He's improved quite a bit.
There seems to be... I get this feeling right now. I get this buzz right now that we don't think he's as big as he actually is in the minds of the WWE.
That could be.
Because we've been following him for a while, and he's been kind of a focal point of jokes for a while, and we've just been focusing on, man, he's improved a lot.
Yeah.
But he leapfrogged the IC title scene, which we've kind of talked about here. But I don't know where Baron Corbin fits into the WrestleMania plans.
I know.
I have no idea.
Here, let me ask you this. I'll go to this next story.
Can't be Dolph.
No, hear me. Get to this. Justin Labar wrote an article that speculates that since Goldberg is being advertised for Fastlane, that Goldberg and Lesnar's blow-off match could happen then rather than WrestleMania, then allowing each of them to have different matches at WrestleMania. So what if it's Joe Lesnar? Samoa Joe versus Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania.
Boy, that'd be a bummer for Goldberg.
What if Goldberg wins the Rumble?
No.
And then him and Lesnar have a match for his title shot. So it'd be Reigns-Goldberg at WrestleMania.
Yeah, I don't see that happening. I don't see that happening. On top of, for one thing, Goldberg is like the most over guy they have in the company right now. And they're not going to put him against Reigns. Strowman is the kind of guy who people can still boo. I think a lot of people don't want to, but people can still boo him. And I think in Vince's mind, Strowman, Reigns probably beating Strowman. That can go either way, though, because I think Vince probably loves Braun Strowman.
But I also feel like that if it's Reigns Strowman for one title and then AJ Cena, that's going to be the main event, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they can have Reigns Strowman, you know, third or fourth to last, mm-hmm. have Reigns win, mm-hmm. you know, get the mixed reaction, and then move on to other things.
Yeah.
Have the crowd kind of forget about it by the end of the show.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Who would Joe take on, though? If Goldberg Lesnar's blow off match at Fastlane, do you believe for a second that would happen? I don't believe that for a second. Lesnar's main point was this is a money feud. You're gonna blow off that.
I know.
At Fastlane? No. And he even said there's a possibility, or Inquisitor, somebody said that there's a possibility that it would be a tag match for Goldberg.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. And so, I read that Goldberg in his contract has three more matches. One the Rumble, the other WrestleMania, and with an appearance at Fastlane.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of when I read it. I was like, oh, he'll be putting some tag team matches.
To shake off some ring rust.
And to kind of protect him, too, if he's not quite fully in ring shape.
Yeah. No, I think Goldberg Lesnar is still WrestleMania.
I would think so, yeah.
But Samoa Joe... Is there somebody we can plop into? Who do we got on SmackDown?
The Wyatt family.
The Wyatts. Do you think Randy Bray? Randy Bray doesn't sound right yet, does it?
No, it doesn't feel right, but that seems to be the trajectory they're on.
There's only 90 days left.
I know. But that's the entire top of the card on SmackDown.
Yeah, I know.
And I think we both really want to see Joe on SmackDown. But even looking on Raw, who else is there? Are we just really forgetting somebody?
I don't know, man.
I mean, if Jericho and Owens...
We know it's going to be Rollins versus Triple H.
We know Rollins, Triple H. We know that's for sure.
What about this? How about this? I got it. Okay. Forget about Seth Rollins for a second. What if Samoa Joe in the final taping before Rumble goes to Regal and says, Regal! I don't like your performance as general manager. Let me talk to your manager. And he says, well, that would be Triple H. He used to be my protege. Now he is my boss. And I know who Triple H is, Regal. Put him on the phone. And he gets Samoa Joe versus Triple H Mania. Just because Joe is an upset customer. Disgruntled employee Joe.
I don't know if that's going to work.
Probably not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
No.
Like, I'd like to see Seth Rollins, Joe. I think that'd be a great match. What if Triple H, instead of having a match at WrestleMania, he picks Joe to have his proxy?
Is Dean... Oh, I like that. That's not going to happen because Triple H needs to wrestle at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
What about Dean Ambrose versus Samoa Joe? Is that too small for Joe?
Yeah.
IC belt is strong these days.
I know. I mean, I really wouldn't want to see this for Ambrose.
Yeah.
But I feel like if that were a match, like Joe would just destroy him in like 2 minutes.
I would hope so. That's what I'd want to see. Yeah, I don't know. Joe is definitely sort of a missing piece there, and Baron Corbin's a missing piece. I don't know they're going to do the Baron Corbin.
He's going to be a back-to-back winner of the Andre the Giant.
I think that's a Memorial big, I think that's Battle a Royal. Huge, that's a huge deal right there. I'm going to win it again. It's like, but dude, it's basically.
You know what? It would be interesting to see. Match. It would be interesting to see Cena versus AJ versus Samoa Joe, though.
I know. I agree. I agree completely. Cool. And that's a dream.
That would be a way to potentially do something on par with.
I know.
Okada and Omega.
I know. I thought that too. I know.
Because we both know that AJ and Joe can go in the ring.
I know.
Cena can go when he's with the right opponents.
When he's motivated, he's going to be super motivated being there with a couple of hungry guys like that.
Yep. So that's potential.
I like it, man. AJ Styles, Cena, Sloppy Joe, all in the triple threat match. Samoa Joe. Why are you named after a sandwich? I'm not. You're thinking of Sloppy Joe Regal. I do like those Sloppy Joes, Joe. Would you like to share one with me? Yes. All right, next story.
NXT
call-ups, question mark?
Yeah, also, according to Wrestling Observer Newsletter, I don't remember exactly how this information came to light, but there's a Several NXT stars are in Terry Taylor's, which I guess sounds like kind of like the finishing class, like the last class you take in NXT before you get called up.
Yes.
Which, you know, sounds like they're getting ready to be brought to the main roster.
Yes, correct.
So the names in this class got released or leaked or something. And these names include TM61.
Okay.
Hideo Itami.
Okay.
Chris Hero. Cassius Ohno.
Yes.
Elias Samson.
The Drifter.
Yeah. Ty Dillinger.
Yeah.
Alexander Wolf.
Yeah.
Andrade Cien Almas.
Yes.
DIY.
Hashtag DIY.
Hashtag DIY. And Shinsuke Nakamura.
Nakamura.
So if this report is to be believed, all of these competitors, all these superstars, are getting taking their last class before a call. It doesn't mean the call's going to happen now,
right?
Or after Mania.
Just means they're on deck. They're ready to go.
They're in the last step of their NXT developmental training.
Right, exactly. Because you said there's also Bobby Roode, Austin Aries,
Samoa Joe, Eric Young, and Austin Aries don't train at the Performance Center according to the
report. Have to. They're above this. They're basically in sort of in a limbo in terms of.
I think they strictly show up for house shows and NXT tapings.
Yeah, exactly.
And then there's also a class right below that. Mm-hmm. Where I assume when spots open up in the finishing class, competitors will move up.
Right.
And people in that class, the names are interesting because you'd expect some of them to almost be on the main roster at this juncture. We have the Revival, who, if anybody's ready for the main roster at NXT, is them.
We figured they should have been there a month ago.
If not three.
Yeah.
Authors of Pain.
So I think they should be in the tertiary. They should be in the third level class.
Yeah. Roderick Strong. Based on ring performance, he should be in main now, but maybe they just want to get him comfortable with the WWE way of working.
That could be. And it could be.
And promo stuff,
too. Stuff, yeah.
Oney Lorcan.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Tommy End.
Don't know enough about him. But I guess it makes sense because...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damo.
Okay.
Blake and Murphy.
I'm not sure what more Blake and Murphy can do. I kind of feel like they're at their ceiling. Like, what more can they do? Do we really need another Vaudevillains Ascension level
tag
team?
Well, they're not a tag team anymore.
They're not a tag team anymore, but they're that level.
Yeah.
They're lower mid card.
Yeah, I know. And then the last two or last three names are interesting. You have Riddick Moss and Tino Sabatelli,
who shouldn't. Why are they in the same literal class as the Revival and the Authors? Well, yeah.
And Roderick Strong.
And
then Dan Maetha.
So Dan Maetha.
Who's been on TV once.
Is a Roderick Strong level talent, apparently. Now, we don't really know.
No,
what
we don't know.
Means.
Like, Asuka's not on either of these lists.
She shouldn't be. She shouldn't be at the Performance Center. She shouldn't be working out there.
Who else is missing?
Well, the top two other women in the.
Yeah.
Peyton Royce and Billy Kay.
Nikki Cross isn't on here. Ember Moon isn't on either of these lists.
So we don't know. We don't know a lot. But this is interesting.
So of this first group,
the ones that are
in Terry Taylor's class.
I mean, what more really can Elias Samson do? I feel like he's good. He needs to...
He can't even tune his guitar consistently show to show. So.
Is that something they learn in finishing classes? How to
I would
tune
think
a
so.
Guitar?
I think it would be the details. But, you know, based on his...
I don't know
his,
shit about Alexander Wolf.
I know. And he's part of a stable who just more or less debuted.
Yeah.
So if he's in finishing class, why isn't Nikki Cross in finishing class too? Unless they're going to break him up already, which doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make any sense.
As for Elias Samson, I'm starting to think that his guitar being out of tune is just part of the whole trolling the audience.
I think it might be.
Because sometimes it's close. Like last night,
Wednesday
night, it was close. But then there's been weeks where it's so out of tune.
I think that dude's savvy. I think he knows exactly what he's doing.
Ty Dillinger makes sense. He's in finishing class.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Almas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. He could be on main right now. Yeah. Those promos he's dropping as a heel?
I know. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
As a Rudo? Delicioso Rudo?
And then Chris Hero, he just came back.
Yeah, he's ready for prime time.
Yeah.
You know, that was in his contract when he came back. He was like, yeah, that's fine, but I want to go into Terry Taylor's finishing class.
Yeah, I want 3 months in Terry Taylor's class and then put me up to main.
Exactly, yeah. Hey, how big of a star should Terry Taylor have been? He should have been huge. That dude was charismatic. I think he was all natural.
Yeah, he's a good-looking guy.
Smart dude.
Yeah.
What the fuck happened
there?
Well,
he was a Red Rooster.
I know. Was that just like a rib on him?
I don't know.
And then it just fucked his career?
Maybe.
I mean, he's had a good career in the wrestling industry.
Yeah.
He's always been around doing something productive. But I just feel like whenever I've seen Terry Taylor, like in any of the old Vault videos on the network, I've always looked at him and been like, this dude is like $1 million.
Yeah.
Like, this guy could have been the worst. He could have been everything.
Yeah.
I don't get whatever happened with that. Because he was a Red Rooster.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to take that seriously.
Yeah, his hair done up in a mohawk that was dyed red. At that point,
Terry Taylor should have just said, I'm not going to do this.
Yeah.
They said, Terry, got a great idea for you.
I'm going to go wrestle in the indies.
Exactly. You're going to be the Red Rooster and go, caw, 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 caw. And he just said, no. What did he just say?
What?
You're a living rooster. Well, roosters are living, Vince. They're a living animal.
You're a human rooster. That's just weird, Vince. No, I'm not going to do it.
Terry Taylor should have been huge. Can he be in our Hall of Fame next year?
That's a good idea.
I know.
Put him on a list. All right.
Done. All right.
So, assuming this is the track.
Yeah.
So, we've been saying for a long time the Revival should be on Main, on SmackDown.
Yes, they should.
So,
we have to
wait another 6 months to a year for the Revival?
I don't think, dude. Okay, well, the bigger question to ask is this. Where were American Alpha just before the draft? There's no way they're in finishing class. They were probably in the secondary class. They're secondary class talents.
But there were circumstances that demanded that talent got called up from NXT, that being the draft, and needed to fill out the roster.
Do you think Mojo Rawley was freaking in finishing class?
I don't know, man. He came out pretty polished.
I think that's just Mojo Rawley, though. I just think that's
him.
He
transcends finishing class.
He's above finishing class.
Didn't they say on SmackDown the other day that he's the youngest person ever to graduate from University of Maryland business school with a master's degree?
Yeah. He's above finishing class.
Yep.
Yeah, he passed the test before everybody else. I don't know. I find it very, very silly that Shinsuke Nakamura is in any wrestling class right now at all. I mean, the same could be said for DIY, but Cassius Ohno, but Nakamura has literally main evented. I'm pretty sure he's main evented in one of them Wrestling Kingdoms. Mm-hmm. I know he's main evented New Japan shows before.
Yeah.
He's a former New Japan world champion, former Intercontinental champion. He's been around for a very long time, and he's in a class.
I know.
He's like, I'm being taught by the Red Rooster right now. Again, Terry Taylor should have been a massive talent.
Yeah.
Anyways, the big United Kingdom tournament prediction. Somebody in our comments said, Steve, stop doing a British accent. It's offensive in our comments. But then we've got so many other British friendos who seem to be completely cool with it. So I don't know. Anyways, we got the United Kingdom Championship tournament.
Yeah, it's happening this weekend.
The tournament.
And granted, we don't really know a ton about...
we don't know, Dick!
The UK wrestling
scene. But we're going to make our predictions anyways.
Yeah. Completely, or by and large, uneducated.
Yeah.
I've seen a few of these competitors wrestle. I've seen Mark Andrews and Pete Dunne. They wrestle each other in a PWG match I watched.
Okay.
Joseph Connors, we've seen in What Culture Pro Wrestling.
WCPW.
And I think
Joseph Connors.
I think that's the extent of it.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
I did watch. Did you watch the preview?
No, I didn't watch
any of
that.
The preview was not as extensive a preview as I wanted it to be. There was a whole lot of Triple H and Regal talking and not enough of the actual participants, but they all seem like badasses. I am hyped. If they brand this aesthetically the way they've made that amazing belt and the amazing little shit they got going on in the logo,
yeah,
I'll be very. This will be my new favorite wrestling show.
I think
this will be amazing because it's all a bunch of just badass British dudes,
Or
United Kingdom guys, including Ireland, Northern Ireland, and Wales, and Scotland.
Yes. That's all right. Are you ready to make your picks?
Yeah.
We'll go down the brackets. Are you ready?
Yes.
First match: Tyler Bate versus Tucker.
Tucker.
I'll go Tyler Bate.
Okay. Next.
Next. Jordan Devlin versus Danny Burch.
Danny Burch. I like him. He looks like he's 60.
Well, I'll go with Jordan Devlin then.
Okay.
Trent Seven.
Yeah.
Versus H.C. Dyer.
Yeah.
Trent Seven. Trent Seven. Agreed. Yeah.
What does H.C. stand for? Hardcore.
Next.
Yeah.
Wolfgang versus Tyson T-Bone.
Those are definite kayfabe corner names. Fake and fake. I'll go with Wolfgang, though.
I'll go with Tyson T-Bone.
Okay. Because I remember Wolfgang from the preview.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember Tyson
T-Bone. Oh, okay.
Does that change your opinion?
No.
Okay.
Next, Mark Andrews versus Dan Maloney.
As much as I would love to see a guy named Dan Maloney move on, Mark Andrews isn't much better. I think I'm going to go Mark Andrews.
Yeah, I'm going to go Mark Andrews,
Which ones were Man Mustache?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, no, Mustache Mountain.
That's a really good name for a tag team.
I know. It's amazing.
Next, James Drake versus Joseph Connors. Joseph Connors, right?
Hold on. Wait. Oh, Tyler Bate and Trent Seven. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see here. What was it again?
James Drake and Joseph Connors.
James Drake and Joseph Joseph Connors.
Yeah.
I'll say Joseph Connors.
Pete Dunne and Roy Johnson.
Pete Dunne.
Yes, Pete Dunne.
Yeah.
Saxon Huxley
mm-hmm.
and Sam Gradwell.
I'm not going to say no to a guy named Saxon Huxley.
Same here.
Yeah.
All right, so second round, we have you picked Tucker, right?
Yeah.
You had Tucker versus Danny Burch.
Yes.
Who do you pick as the winner of that?
Danny Burch.
I had Tyler Bate against Jordan Devlin. I'm going Tyler Bate.
Okay.
I
should be writing this down or something.
Whatever, it's on video. We both had Trent Seven. You had him against Wolfgang, and I had him against Tyson Tebow. Trent Seven moves on.
Yeah.
And we had Mark Andrews against Joseph Connors.
Joseph Connors.
Yes, Joseph Connors.
Yeah.
Pete Dunne against Saxon Huxley.
Pete Dunne moves on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So on this side of the bracket,
yeah,
semifinals will be
Trent Seven versus
I have Tyler Bates, so I'm saying Trent Seven. We both say Trent Seven advances, right?
Yes.
Trent Seven advances to the finals.
Yes.
And we both think Pete Dunne is going to advance to the
Correct.
Finals.
Correct. Yes.
Who is your pick to win?
Trent Dunne. Pete Seven. Pete Dunne.
Pete Dunne.
Pete Dunne.
Pete Dunne's going to win.
Yeah. Well, you say Pete Dunne?
I've said Pete Dunne since the beginning.
I'll say Trent Seven.
Okay.
We're awesome. Let's answer some questions.
Yeah. First, Jack Dolan. Not sure. Brand new patron here. Thanks for the content. I love seeing you wear all the Funhouse merch. And they just made a WWE 2K17 video. So do you think it may be possible to have a gameplay with Funhouse at some point in the future? We'd love to do that.
I'd love to do that. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Old buddies of ours.
Maybe we all sign I think it's James and Lawrence made a tag team. Bring them over to Fun Wrestling.
Why would you do that? They're obviously WWE.
Because it's the premier wrestling promotion on YouTube.
I would let them choose. I would let them choose.
Okay.
Where do you guys want to go? We're the most extreme, hardcore and violent, vicious
wrestling takes place. Interesting narratives in all of wrestling take place over on Fun Wrestling. Mm. Yep.
No good.
Yep.
Nicole 9 Volt Lee. Hey, fucking friendos. Wow. Really? Wow. Already. What is your opinion on the highly debated Shawn Michaels versus Bret Hart Iron Man match? Is it honestly the snooze fest that people nowadays say it is, or is it one of the landmark matches of the WWE history?
Can it be both?
Yeah, I think it can be. Okay, I'll put it this way. It definitely is both. However, is it a snooze fest?
I mean, it's not the most fast-paced match, but of course it's an hour long, so you can't expect people to go full speed for a whole hour.
I'm not the biggest Bret Hart fan, so yeah, it's a snooze fest. I don't know. I mean, I guess kind of for me. I'm not going to lie and sit there and say, oh, it's a freaking classic.
No, it's not. It's a good match. It's too long.
I would rather
see the pace it's wrestled.
I'd rather see any number of other matches.
It'd been probably interesting if it were Shawn Michaels versus Owen Hart, because Owen Hart used to work a faster
pace. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That probably would have been a more interesting match.
It'd have been better if it was Shawn Michaels versus any number of other opponents. I mean, Brett just, you know.
He wrestled a very deliberate style.
And when you say deliberate, you mean slow. I know. I know. I mean, yeah. It's a snooze fest.
But I think it's the first.
Watch the last 15 minutes.
I don't know if it's the first Iron Man match in WWF history, WWE history. You know, it's like the first one
certainly,
of the modern era.
Certainly the most important one.
Yeah.
Like the biggest one, yeah.
And it was an impressive feat
mm-hmm.
for both those guys to go a whole hour and overtime.
Yeah, no, look. I mean, you look back on it, and it's, you know, it's historically significant.
It's possible to respect something and admire its historical significance without necessarily enjoying it.
Let me ask you this. What would you rather watch? A pure spot fest with zero storytelling, or this guy right here?
How long is a spot fest?
How long are usually spot fest? 20 minutes?
Probably the spot fest.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think it kind of just depends on my mood, to be honest with you.
It's kind of like I am with Blade Runner. If I'm in the mood to watch it, I really enjoy it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But if
sure.
I'm not.
Yeah. Oh, it could be a chore.
It just puts me to sleep.
The Western States Heritage Champion, Matthew E. Williams Esquire, who is the leader of just a house of cards, the Empire Pain. They're falling apart at the seams over there on Fun Wrestling, Larson.
Yeah, we'll see what happens on next Tuesday.
The Fuck Wrestling Empire,
Friendo
which
Unified
you, can get
Championship
all the,
Wrestling.
You can get all the merch at prowrestlingtees.com/going.
So the Western States Heritage Champion, Matthew E. Williams Esquire, was watching Mauro Ranallo on Joe Rogan's podcast. And he seems to really miss, be more concerned with his MMA, kickboxing, and boxing-related gigs.
Yeah.
That got the Western States Heritage Champion thinking about why there is a four-man SmackDown announced team. Do you think we could see him walking away before the end of 2017 and when you let Phillips replace him or bring in someone else? As for the last question, let Phillips replace him? Yes. Tom Phillips is great.
Love that. I would love that.
Tom Phillips is great.
I would love that. I would love that. I would love that.
I was curious when they brought him on if it was for something more than just having someone to do the talking while they were, you know, kind of segue between matches, you know?
Yeah.
Because when the announce team's on camera, it's generally Tom Phillips doing the talking.
Yeah, sure, sure.
But it would just seem odd to kind of shoehorn him on the broadcast team, you know, squeeze them all behind that table without some larger purpose behind it. Granted, you know, when Vince decides things, there might not be a purpose behind it.
Oh, so this is interesting. So I while you were talking right there, I looked this up.
Is this recent?
Yeah, this is from December. I remember Justin Labar tweeting this out when Tom Phillips joined the team, and he says, feels like Morrow's days are numbered. And then Rennell said, what are you talking about? Anyways, he said, this is from Sportskeeda, and they're running down Justin Labar talking about Morrow possibly leaving the WWE. This was from December. Labar added he is a huge fan of Rennell's work himself, feels that the commentator also tends to violate the company's policy. He says, the tweet actually says, Morrow's contract coming up, plus they add another play-by-play man and make a four-man team, plus he's good his way, but not what WWE loves. Morrow is fun and calls the matches with a real aspect that some enjoy, but does a lot of what company policy says not to do. Those who think I don't like Mauro Ranallo are very wrong. Always said I always enjoy his work. Certain decisions in WWE recently concern me for him. Probably talking about the four-man team.
Mm-hmm.
Labar also believes that Ranallo was just a transition during the brand split in order to give Michael Cole a break. He says, I enjoy Mauro's different voice, but have reason to believe he was transitioned in a time of brand split and need to give Cole a break. So, I mean, the fact that it all depends on the contract.
Yeah.
If he was contracted to be all the way through 2018, then I would say he's probably going to be through 2018.
Yeah, likely.
Because I don't sense that Mauro has, I don't know how he, if he has the same, or if this matters, if he has the same fan interaction in his MMA world as he does with WWE, I would think not. Because in the world of MMA, nobody really pays attention to the commenters.
Yeah.
In the world of WWE, the WWE makes them part of the story.
Yes.
And so I would imagine that might be one aspect of, man, you know, A, it's not me. If his heart lies with MMA, if that's what Matthew here is talking about,
yeah,
then it wouldn't surprise me if once his contract was up, he took off.
Yeah.
Tom Phillips is a terrific,
yes,
terrific play-by-play guy.
Yes.
And Corey Graves over there on Raw, and specifically on NXT, he's becoming a really... No, on the Cruiserweight Classic.
Yeah.
He's starting to become a good play. Like, he starts talking about stuff in the manner sometimes of a play-by-play guy.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't surprise me if they have him doing that specifically. Like, he'll throw... Not just play-by-play, but he'll also throw to other segments
yeah.
the way that I always yeah. think that Mauro would.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Makes me wonder if they're grooming him to take on some sort of role, you know, as well, given that Mauro might be leaving.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Mauro does seem like a professional guy
mm-hmm.
in a lot of aspects. I mean, you know, how you deal with Twitter people is whatever. I don't really count that as part of a job profession. If people are giving you shit, then you have every right to say, fuck you, your block party.
Yep.
You know? Us included, because we put him in a poll that over 600 people voted in and said he should cut it with the pop culture references. Hey, man. Didn't even mean to tag him. I was sick that day. So, anyways, I mean, to be honest with you, he's not exactly my cup of tea.
It was interesting, because when he joined the SmackDown announced team, he might have been doing the same thing then that he is now. It just seemed different, fresh. But we were both really into it.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't really paying that much attention. I just remember he has an amazing announcer voice.
Yeah.
And he did seem to take everything much more serious than, like, you know, after so much of Michael Cole and, yeah, after so much of Michael Cole, it's like, oh, this is kind of cool. It's like hearing a big fight guy.
Yeah.
You know?
But also, like, Mauro knows the names for all the moves.
Yeah.
And he was still really good on the Cruiserweight mm-hmm. Classic with Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, I just
commentary on that was really good.
I just get it. It's just I've also noticed, like, the other commentators like pick on him a bit more now than
they do.
They did before. Yeah, like Austin Aries rips him sometimes. Like Austin Aries makes things hilariously uncomfortable sometimes.
Yeah. Both him and Corey Graves.
And Corey Graves does too. Like Corey Graves has a great rapport with Tom Phillips where he's able to rip him, and Tom Phillips will always have a funny, but he never comes back, but he always has a funny quip.
Yeah. Or he'll just laugh.
Or he'll just laugh it off, and you can just tell these guys are friends.
Yeah.
Morrow, it's not like that with Morrow.
Yeah, I know.
I get the distinct feeling that JBL wants to bully the shit out of Morrow.
I know.
I get that feeling.
I know.
So I don't know. I hope he does whatever makes him happy.
Yes.
If WWE doesn't make him happy, then I don't think he should be doing it.
Yes.
Let's see here.
Hashtag give Roman a chance, champion Tyrell Davis. Hey, friend, it's kind of a serious question, but do you guys think that the unnecessary hate for Roman Reigns will subside? Tyrell Davis is a lifelong WWE fan. Never have I seen grown-ass men legit hate somebody as much as they hate Roman. They need to realize Roman is only doing what he's being told by Vince. Otherwise, he has no job. It kind of bugs me. You guys rag on him a lot, too. Whether it's his vest or the way he carries a belt, it feels like you don't have a lot of nice things to say about him, but you're high on the New Japan guys, Ring of Honor, and so on. Tyrell just wants to be a catalyst for change.
That's good.
We're critical of Roman, but we will also give him credit where credit's due. He works hard. We've said that for a long time.
His praises quite a bit.
He busts his ass.
Yeah,
he is trying.
And we've said many times
to get better.
We've said many times that we feel that a lot of it has to do with creative, how mm-hmm. he's booked. We've said when he's been booked properly, and it just isn't very often. I'm not going to like a guy just to like a guy.
Yeah.
And when there's so much other talent on the programming that I do like,
yeah,
I'm going to compare and contrast and say, well, I want to see this guy. I don't want to see this other guy over here.
Yeah.
I think it's a valid complaint.
I think it is.
I'm supposed to believe that these guys are fighting.
Yep.
And when this guy has like a 6-inch thick vest on, I know it's not 6 inches.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like he can be hurt in the chest area.
Yeah.
When Rusev takes a kendo stick to him and Roman acts like it hurts.
It's not believable.
Why? It's not believable.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, when he does get beat up and then 5 minutes later, he's acting like he's fine when it looked like the vest either protects him or it doesn't. And so when he acts like he's hurt, when he gets kicked in the head by whoever, and it's supposed to hurt, then I want to see him sell it afterwards.
Yes.
He does work very hard, and we have seen a lot of improvements in him.
Yeah.
But until I see a character that I'm interested in, and the fact that you are interested in Tyrell Davis is great.
Yeah.
I want people to love... Whenever, like on Twitter, I forget who it was, but I said, I was like, man, that was a cringeworthy segment. People come back and say, oh, I really enjoyed that.
Oh, it was the HBK segment on Raw.
Before then. I forget what it was. I'm legitimately happy that somebody out there enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I legitimately want everybody to enjoy everything about the WWE.
Yeah.
That's not what we're here to do. We're here to say, we say what we like and what we don't like. And Roman Reigns is one of those things that I just find that there's a lot of other talent that I would rather see on the TV
mm-hmm.
that isn't him.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sorry. I don't want to tell you.
I don't think we've ever been, or at least lately, we haven't been unfair. When it comes to Roman.
I
don't think we've been unfair.
Like, here's the thing also, though, is that we like to have fun and talk shit because it makes it fun. Like, we're not going to take this shit too seriously because it stops being fun.
Yeah.
And so when it makes us laugh, a lot of times it's me, when it makes me laugh to talk shit about a guy in a way that I think is not offensive or in a way that I feel is good-natured.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Because it makes us laugh.
Yeah.
Like one of my goals is to make him laugh. That's like part of our dynamic.
Yeah.
And I try to do that. When I talk about Alicia Fox licking Noam Dar's nipples, I know he's going to start laughing.
Yeah.
And therefore I know I make a lot of you people laugh.
Yeah.
So if I have the opportunity to talk some shit, like, yeah, I'm going to talk some shit because it's wrestling. Who cares? It's funny. Where's the front of my mic?
I don't know. Right here. Right there.
Anyways, I'm glad that you like him, though. But you don't need to criticize us for not liking them.
Well, it's not that we don't like him. We understand the situation he's in.
Yeah. So
that's it.
I don't know. I mean, we don't really spend entire episodes talking shit about Roman Reigns.
No.
Luis Laredo. out of courtesy, out of curiosity, if you were in the position of Vince McMahon, how would you try to top Wrestle Kingdom?
All right, the rumored WrestleMania matches right now, out the window. Clean slate. We can do whatever we want. How would we top Wrestle Kingdom? AJ versus Seth. That should be the main event.
Okay, well, hold on. Clean, total clean slate?
Yeah. AJ versus Seth versus Kevin Owens. That's your main event.
AJ versus Seth versus Kevin. Who's Cena take? Who does Shinsuke take?
Oh, okay. We're bringing people up for NXT.
Whatever we want to do.
Okay, put him in the main event.
Shinsuke Nakamura versus who in the main event? How is it not John Cena? Shinsuke Nakamura versus John Cena is a matchup akin to AJ Styles versus John Cena.
All right, sure.
It's a dream match. Shinsuke Nakamura versus John Cena.
And then AJ versus Seth versus Kevin Owens.
Yes.
And then
AJ, Seth, Kevin Owens, Samoa Joe, Fatal 4-Way, WWE Championship.
There you go.
Yeah. Braun Strowman, Brock Lesnar.
Okay.
No. Finn Balor versus AJ Styles.
Put a Fatal 5-Way.
Can we just have like a 10-man match with everybody?
One massive 10-man match for the title.
Who's our women's? Oh, it'd be Asuka versus Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be my, I'd do that.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think of his name. Bray Wyatt versus whom?
Put him in the title match too.
Above brand title match. Yeah, we'd bring the brands back together.
We'd make the universal title like the idea we had originally.
Yeah.
Title exists above brand.
But then also the network title. Raleigh wins that 5 times at Mania.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Scott Gigney. Hi, chaps. While I think Taker wins the Rumble, do you agree that if WWE are serious about properly building new stars, they should debut at the Rumble and book him to win the title at Mania? Yes.
Yes.
They've done it right with Fergal Devitt, so why not with Joe and Shinsuke? Yes.
Yeah, they will do it right with Joe, and I'm certain they will definitely do it right with Shinsuke.
Oh, it's going to be huge.
Yep.
I loved AJ's response. Well, you don't just bring a guy like that out. You make a big deal about it.
Yeah. I know. So if Undertaker doesn't win the Rumble, because you don't think he will, you think Braun Strowman's going to win the Rumble.
I think it's Braun at this point.
How does Undertaker get eliminated? Assuming Finn's not going to be at the Rumble, right?
Right.
So if Undertaker's eliminated at the Rumble,
I don't think
how do you take that potential story out of the equation and insert Finn into it? That's my question.
Oh, I don't know. Get a bunch of people to do it. I don't know. I don't think you need to have a story from coming out of his elimination.
I know you don't have to have one, but that would be the obvious.
Yeah, I know.
Like if Strowman eliminates him in the Rumble,
well,
that's what people are going to think.
Taker would be final four.
Yeah.
I don't know. If Taker's going to be around between the Rumble and Mania, have him wrestle a match at Raw.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Give us Taker versus Braun. I mean, I don't know if this is going to be Taker's like last ride necessarily. But I don't know. Whoever eliminates him, if Braun eliminates him. What did I say? The Taker's going to fight who?
Finn Balor.
Taker's going to fight Finn Balor?
At Mania.
So the next night on Raw, Taker, after the Rumble, Taker faces off with Braun Strowman, but Finn Balor interrupts him. Somehow, big pop for everybody. And then we get big ratings on our show.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Phil McCracken. Hey, guys.
I don't know why I said that, but
I don't know either. With Rick
McCracken.
With Ric Flair.
McCracken.
With Ric Flair wrapping up his podcast and teasing being at the Rumble,
woo,
do you think there's a chance he will interfere in the WWE title match to stop Cena from tying the record? Thanks.
No, I think he's firmly ensconced in the women's division.
Woo! Do you think he'll be a surprise entrant in the Rumble?
No, not a chance. No. I mean, that's a bigger chance than some other people.
Yeah.
Who do you think is a bigger, Flair.
How old is he? 60-something? 67, something like that?
A million years. He's so many years old.
He could probably still take a bump.
He's a ton of years old, man.
He can probably still take a bump. This isn't a question so much, but I put it in here anyways. It's
Drunk Bray Wyatt.
Drunk Bray Wyatt. Yeah. We met Drunk Bray Wyatt at the Friendo meetup at No Mercy back in October.
No Mercy.
He was dressed as Bray, and he just said, "You guys were amazingly humble and super generous with your time. It's greatly appreciated."
Nice.
Drunk Bray Wyatt doesn't have much dough, but had to give up a little to show his appreciation for the countless hours of entertainment you have shared with me. Thank you very much.
That was very nice of you, Drunk
Bray. Yes, thank you very much.
It was great meeting you.
Yes.
Now we got some video questions.
We do.
We're going to enter them now.
Yeah, first from Adam Fella.
Hey, friendos. Your Stardew Valley champion, Adam Fella here. I've been a patron at the $5 tier since November 2016, and I just upgraded to the $20 tier, so feels good to be here. For my first video question, we're going to talk about WCW. We all know it failed to WWE, but what if the roles were switched? What if WWE went bankrupt and WCW is what we have now in 2017? Like, what are some stories that would have probably happened if it was still around?
Thank you, Adam Fella.
Thank you, Adam Fella. So, WCW had won the Monday Night Wars. If somebody there in Turner was a big fan of wrestling on TV.
Yeah, or if they had not merged with AOL.
Correct, yeah. That never happened. And
they somehow won.
Somehow they won.
They somehow righted the ship.
Yeah.
That was headed for disaster.
No Jeff Jarrett, no Vince Russo.
Yeah.
A good, strong head storyline guy.
Yeah.
Who people respected, and his name was Kevin Sullivan. No. What's that?
Someone with vision. That's what they needed.
Such a crazy question, because how would we know what would happen 20 years later?
Well, let's say, let's accept WCW as it was in 2001,
mm-hmm.
before WWE bought them.
Mm-hmm.
Was Russo still around then? Or
No. He
That's was what
gone.
I thought.
Yeah, he was gone.
Okay, so there's no Russo, but Jarrett was still there.
Yeah, Jarrett was still there.
And
did Jarrett wrestle on that last Nitro?
I don't remember.
I don't remember that.
Booker T was champion.
Yes. I think, wasn't Scott Steiner like the U.S. champion?
Sounds right.
Goldberg had been injured, I think.
Yeah.
He was gone. He was not that last one. Hulk Hogan was still in his lawsuit against WCW and Vince Russo. Flair wrestled Sting.
That was the main event.
I imagine Buff Bagwell was around still.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was, because then he jumped over to WWE. Mm-hmm. So it would have had to have been like the other way around. Like WCW kept going, and then they would have had all these WWE guys.
Like they had Stone Cold and The Rock and Undertaker.
I don't think the scenario is so out of control, like it never would have happened.
I know.
Like at that point.
WCW at that point was such damaged goods.
Okay, so realistically, this would have had to have gone back to,
if it was like 90, early, sorry, late 1997.
Yeah,
say
yeah,
after
yeah.
Bret Hart left.
Yes.
And WWF at the time is like in their final days, essentially.
Yeah.
They're hemorrhaging money. They can't turn a profit. And Vince's only recourse is to sell.
Okay, I'm gonna suggest three things that could have kept WCW from dying.
Okay.
Stone Cold is never fired from WCW.
Mm-hmm.
Because then he would just languish in WCW. Who knows if he would have been a big star? Because it's WCW. They don't know how to use him.
I know.
But he would have been employed.
Yes.
So he would have languished there, would never have been a big star. I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Number two, if WCW somehow threw so much money at Undertaker that Undertaker went.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, it went to WCW. Number three, if Bret Hart never would have, if they try to throw a ton of money on Undertaker, and no money at Bret Hart, and Bret Hart stayed in WWF. Because I don't think Bret Hart was that much of an asset. Like, to compete in the Monday Night Wars against the NWO, Bret Hart wasn't the guy. So you have no Stone Cold. You have no Mr. McMahon.
Yeah, no Undertaker.
Character, and no Undertaker. So you're left with DX, which is good.
Yeah.
Like, if Vince, I don't know exactly what prompted Vince. I know, I mean, I'm pretty sure it was kind of the click that prompted Vince to do the Attitude Era.
You'd have DX, you'd have Brett, and you'd have The Rock still.
Yeah, I know, but who knows if The Rock, I mean,
without Austin as his foil.
Austin as his foil for the IC title?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah, he was still part of the Nation, but he needed Austin was the catalyst for so much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe Rock would have feuded with DX, and that would have been big. I just think that there are a couple pieces that could have been removed, and then if WCW had better creative vision, they built up their young stars better, and they had a guy who firmly wanted them on TV, you know, or the AOL merger never happened.
Yeah.
So there are possibilities that could have, you know, that things could have taken shape. But to predict how, like, we would have seen story, something tells me, I'll put it this way. I will put it this way. It is not out of the realm of possibility that Triple H wouldn't have jumped back to WCW, and the guy that he is made his way to the top of the food chain.
It's possible.
And Triple H could have been running WCW.
Yeah.
And what we see now isn't that much different than what we see.
It's possible.
Because, I mean, it's 20 years. There's all sorts of shit that could have happened.
Yeah.
But I think that the emergence of strong indie talent like Tyler Black, Kevin Steen, El Generico probably would still end up being the backbone of the mainstream industry.
Yeah.
So.
No, I agree with that 100%.
That's what I think. I think Triple H would still be running things.
It's possible. I mean, I'm sure if WWF was a sinking ship, he'd get on the phone with Nash and Hall and probably both he and HBK.
Right.
Because if there's no Undertaker there, he might not have that casket match against him and might not hurt his back.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's an episode to do. That's something to do. Didn't I? I think I proposed that as like a show, didn't I?
Yeah. What if?
Ooh, we should do that. All right.
Next. Jacob Castle.
G'day, friendos. It's your old pal, the Aussie, Jacob Castle here. And I've just got a quick question for you. Obviously, it's very storied that we in the wrestling community, we've lost a lot of our favorites throughout the years. You can see behind me, I'm not sure about the picture quality, but we've got Roddy Piper, Macho Man, Ultimate Warrior, China recently, of course. Anyway, my question to you is, using wrestlers who are potentially in the afterlife, make some matchups, or assuming that these wrestlers are in their prime, make some dream matchups using the wrestlers who we've lost. Like imagine Eddie Guerrero in his prime versus the Macho Man Randy Savage in his prime, or the Fabulous Moolah versus China, both in their prime. Thanks, friendos.
Thank you, Jacob. So, dream matches with wrestlers who have passed away.
I believe he mentions Eddie Guerrero against the Macho Man.
Oh, that's a good one.
That'd be spectacular.
Yeah, we'd want to see that. I'm going to go with we saw that in WCW. Alicia Fairbanks.
Actually, Macho Man against Eddie Guerrero might be up there. In their prime, because he said he wants to specify in their primes.
Yeah. I was trying to find an opponent for Chris Benoit.
But he already wrestled Eddie Guerrero.
I know. He wrestled Eddie. He probably wrestled Macho Man in WCW.
But Macho Man wasn't in his prime.
That's true. I mean, Macho Man is like a walking dream match if he's in his prime.
I know.
You know? So Macho Man, how about this? Macho Man versus China. Oh, yeah. Come here, China. Yeah. Oh, you're a woman. I don't fight women. But then she decks him. Oh. I might have to change that rule. That'd be legitimately entertaining.
Yeah, that would be.
Macho Man versus China would be, I'm not just talking shit. That would be legitimately entertaining.
All right.
Just saying.
That's your answer.
Patrick Sparks.
Hey, friendos. Pat here. All right. Time travel time. So, you get in your little time machine. You go back to the Attitude Era. You got tickets to the big four pay-per-views. Any pay-per-view you want. But it has to be from the Attitude Era years. What do you pick for the Rumble, Survivor Series, SummerSlam, and most importantly, Mania? And a little bonus question. What do you think is more important or better? I don't know, it's a hard way to put it. Survivor Series 97 or 98? 98's great, but 97's very important. So, what do you guys think? Thanks, friendos.
Thank you, Patrick.
So, if you could go to any Attitude Era pay-per-view, the major four, we're talking WrestleMania, Royal Rumble, SummerSlam, Survivor Series, which one would it be?
What had the biggest, like, what do you remember as having, like, one of the biggest pops? Like, I know your favorite pay-per-view, like, ever is Survivor Series 98.
Yeah, that'd be my answer. I think that's the best WWE pay-per-view ever.
But I think the people really, like, we're shocked and stunned and hated The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
when he at the end there.
Yeah.
I want one where there's like a massive pop. Like, yeah, I'll take WrestleMania 14. The one that got me into wrestling kind of was when I'll go to Starrcade 97.
Jeez. You don't want Super Brawl 98?
Yeah, that.
You hear Hogan saying, "I'm the man.
I can kill you." Yeah, no, I would go with WrestleMania 14 with Austin HBK because that was a massive pop. That whole end sequence with Tyson and everything was like a massive pop. That's what I would do. And then he had a bonus question. What was the bonus question?
Oh, he just asked what we thought was the better Survivor Series, 97 or 98.
Oh, 98. 98 is probably the best pay-per-view ever.
Yeah.
Because of the scripting and all, which probably had a lot to do with Vince Russo.
Yeah.
Bro, get him on the show. We'll get Vince Russo on the show to talk exclusively about Survivor's Luck.
Yes.
Nothing about anything else.
Beat by beat.
About anything else you did, but I want to know about Survivor Series 98.
That'd he comes good. On and says, "That was all Vince, bro."
Which Vince? Not me, bro. That was all Vince McMahon. I wanted to book a bra and panties match for Survivor 98, bro. And Vince said, "No." All right, Vince, I'm going to hang up on you now. is that it for the Dirt Sheet?
That's it.
We don't have any trivia or anything for Dirt Sheet.
No, we don't have to do trivia for every show, man.
No, we don't.
We don't do trivia for
constant battling of wits.
NXT 205 Live, there's no game at the end of that.
Should be.
No, we got to take a break. We can't do the same thing at every show.
Hungry Hippos, right? Like the Rock'em Sock'em.
You want to do that? You want to put wrestler heads on top of the robots?
Yeah.
So we're like fighting wrestlers?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
But all dead wrestlers. Oh. China, oh yeah. Let me see your boobies.
Okay.
Oh yeah. boobies is a funny word. Anyways, until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.